AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is calling a decision by the Supreme Court on tariffs a disgrace. The AP's Mark Sherman is at the Supreme Court.
The justices voted 6-3 in ruling that an emergency powers law that does not, in fact, use the word tariffs does not give Trump the authority to impose tariffs, including reciprocal tariffs he imposed on nearly every country.
This is the first piece of the president's agenda to come before the high court.
The court did not address how or whether any of the money collected so far, which is roughly $130 billion, according to federal data through December, whether any of that would have to be refunded, and if so, how.
Costco has already lined up in lower courts to demand refunds. Justice Brett Kavanaugh noted in his dissent the process could be complicated. President Trump warned limited strikes against Iran are possible, even as the country's top diplomat says Tehran expects to have a proposed deal ready in the next few days following nuclear talks with the U.S. Police in Britain are continuing the search of a former home of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor.
A day after the former prince was held in custody for the best part of 11 hours on suspicion of misconduct in public office linked to his friendship with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Following one of the most extraordinary days in the modern history of Britain's royal family, the former Prince Andrew is back at his new home on the Sandringham estate, King Charles III's private retreat. Police have concluded their search there, but on Friday are still searching the Royal Lodge, his 30-room former home in the grounds of Windsor Castle. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration is relaxing limits on pollutants coal plants may emit. Norway has won its 17th gold medal in Italy, breaking the record for most golds won in the Winter Olympics. This is AP News. President Trump is ordering agencies to release information related to extraterrestrials and UFOs. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Are aliens real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not.
The president spoke days after former President Obama suggested in a podcast interview they are.
He gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
The president yesterday said he may get Obama out of trouble by declassifying the information, and later in a social media post said he was ordering the files released because of tremendous interest. Sagar Magani, Washington.
NASA aims to send astronauts to the moon in March after acing the latest rocket fueling test. Administrator Jared Isaacman says launch teams made major progress between the first countdown rehearsal that was disrupted by hydrogen leaks earlier this month and the second test that was completed without significant seepage last night. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.